friends.
Hi.
Stefan?
Hi, it's Marcus here.
I've got a tummy ache.
Welcome to the podcast, We're on the Power. My name is Frank.
My name is Marcus.
My name's Tom.
It's short and sweet. We're talking about best sports movies.
That's a nice intro, pal. Well done.
Thank you. Sports fans,
that's good.
You get it.
Good breath control.
Thank From one you. Sports fan to another. Frank Kerr to everyone
else.
I love sport.
So we're talking about best sports movies of all time, short and sweet. Who's got a list? Who wants to start?
Greatest ball sport.
Thank you. We should clarify. We should
you clarified this yesterday.
Yeah, right in before the we evening. Had to pick.
Yes. After some of us had already picked.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's it. To the point, that's too high of the tiger.
This is a ball sport. Rocky's got balls. Come on.
You had so long to work on
That's
that.
My Rocky joke. I'm proud of it and I'm sticking to it.
That's great.
Should we do another take?
No,
not at all.
All right. Who wants to go first? Well, actually, before we started, you both said that you think you know what mine will be. So
I know what one of yours is going to be.
Guess.
Absolutely.
Go on and guess.
Wait, you want to say it at the same time,
I dare you to guess.
Okay. Three, two, one. Moneyball.
Oh.
Okay.
That didn't work.
I know that Moneyball was one, though. Yeah, I can't believe how far apart.
Is it the Blind Side?
No, I would be. I would
is
be
it any of those?
So amused. If
I can't believe you said the Blind Side. You fucking idiot.
The Blind Side is a crazy pick.
Yeah, I know. I thought it would be such a Frank one.
Wow, I'm
brutal.
I'm offended. I thought you were both going to say Dodgeball or The Longest Yard.
Oh, so no. Moneyball's not one.
Moneyball would be in the top five for sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know you love Moneyball.
I love
We've
Moneyball.
Talked about Moneyball.
Great movie.
Moneyball's a good movie.
It's The Blind Side isn't even a sports movie. It's
That's
a
so
white
funny.
Moneyball. Moneyball's not really a sports movie either. Moneyball's a maths movie.
Oh, yeah. That's where.
It's a good movie, but
I think love it qualifies maths. Because it's in my top three.
It would still count, but it's kind of one of those like it's, adjacent to sports.
It is about, weird that we had to clarify. Well, it's not boxing. It has to be ball sports, whereas that. They show a bit of baseball, but it's not about the team.
It's literally inside of baseball. Like, that's a term that we use to be like, oh, yeah, you know, behind the scenes. And it's like, this is what inside of baseball is. It's them trading off the
it's
players.
It's inside a baseball. It's inside baseball.
You can't physically do that, Tom.
They're full of rubber.
They're tiny.
Okay, now.
What is this?
My tummy hurts so much.
Baseball for ants?
Are you an idiot? Okay. Longest Yard. The remake, Adam Sandler.
100%.
Fantastic.
We
movie.
All watched that movie very drunkenly together years ago.
I think you watched the full thing, though.
Say again?
You didn't watch the
it
full
was,
thing.
It was. We were in and out.
Tom like, goes
we were
all, walks.
I was just around, but I remember the scene where Chris Rock's cell explodes. And I was like, what is happening?
So
like,
dark. So dark.
Such a strange movie. Caretaker. I will watch it properly one day.
I've cut mine into two categories, sorry.
Funny, serious.
Funny and serious.
Good categories, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if we're doing funny, it's easily basketball, dodgeball, and The Longest Yard. Not necessarily in that order, but those three films are so good, so funny, so rewatchable.
Yeah.
Amazing. Basketball in particular, I just can go back to.
Basketball is all time great.
Never
all
seen
time
it.
Great.
You've never seen
you,
basketball.
You've
never seen
anytime.
That or Orgasmo. Is that their other?
That's their other one. That's
I think basketball's peak.
Yeah. Orgasmo was like them still.
This is
like
Trey Parker and Matt Stone's films. Yeah. Yes.
Correct.
The South Park
created
guys.
South Park. Yeah.
Yes.
Just and The Longest Yard being the remake of, is it The Mean Machine? The
Mean original? Machine? No, it's called Longest Yard.
The original?
Isn't it a Burt Reynolds movie?
It's Burt Reynolds.
The original, yeah.
But he's
yeah.
in the new one.
He is.
How's he going?
Oh, Tom's so disinterested.
I need to stop making these like.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I
he's
like Burt
dead.
Reynolds. Yeah, but Boogie Nights is a good movie. Does
Boogie
that count?
Are you shitting on Burt Reynolds?
No, Boogie Nights is a great movie.
Okay. He's shitting on
There are balls in that movie. Yeah. Does that count?
That's more dick.
And then Dodgeball, which is universally loved, I think.
Yeah, even Lance Armstrong. He's great in that.
Yeah.
Liar. Yeah.
I want to say that earlier before when I was a bit of a bit, were you enjoying The Blind Side? Of course you don't enjoy that film. But I honestly would have thought that you were Remember the Titans kind of guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you look at Remember the Titans, you've got like the Friday Night Lights, you've got Remember the Titans, you've got Any Given Sunday, all of those sort of like
the serious college football.
Yeah, the inspirational. Yeah. It's all very structured. It's all very cliched.
Yeah.
Any Given Sunday is directed by a fucking lunatic. So the structure kind of, Oliver Stone really just takes a blender to that.
Yeah.
But I agree with you, like Remember the Titans and Friday Night Lights.
Those films by default, I think, are fine. I don't think anyone hates them necessarily. I don't think they love them.
The,
I think
the formula just works. Yeah. The formula, you want to believe in the team, and then they come through and they overcome their challenges and they win the day. That's great. It's always rewarding.
And it is rewarding, and I think that they're fine, and I think that I don't think that qualifies for what we're discussing today, personally, for me.
Does it make them great?
Does it make them great? No. There is a film, though, that follows similar sort of a similar trajectory, but and it plays the underdog story so well, which works so well in sports films in general, is Rudy. Have you seen Rudy?
No.
Samwise Gamgee.
You guys talk about this movie a lot. It's one of those films that I remember when it first came up, and I don't know that movie. And you were shocked I hadn't seen it.
I've never seen it.
John Favreau,
Sean Astin. Yeah,
it's such a good movie. He's the greatest underdog of all time. To the point where even like spoilers. Well, are you going to watch it? I don't want to spoil it.
Well, I'm guessing he gets on the team and they win.
He doesn't get the victory that you assume you're going to get in most other films. It's a personal win, and that is enough for the audience, and it's kind of great. It's not like on paper, it's like, dude, you achieved nothing.
Right.
But by the end of the film, everyone's just like, you're actually crying because you're so happy.
It's like
happy
a moral victory or like a spiritual victory.
It's just beautiful. It's cool. Such a good film.
I mean, I like Sean Astin. I love seeing him outside of, you know, the traditional things he's known for. Obviously, he's great as Samwise Gamgee, and he's good in Stranger Things.
He's had a good career.
Good in 50 First Dates.
Great in 50 First Dates. Hilarious. I mean, he's actually very funny in that movie.
he's a pretty fantastic actor.
Steroids.
Like, but not actually looking that big.
Yes.
You know, I think it's funny to, like, Adam Sandler has like four big sports movies that he has done, and it's weird because he's such a sports guy.
Waterboy, The Longest Yard. What are his others too?
Happy Gilmore,
of course.
And Hustle, the basketball.
Hustle. I mean, you could argue Uncut Gems is an adjacent sports movie. I mean, sports is...
That's the same argument that Moneyball isn't.
Yeah, I agree. I wouldn't clarify it as one, but it's like, yeah, but sports is like at the heart of the final act of that movie.
That's not what this conversation is. This conversation is about movies about a sports team.
Thematically about sports.
It has to be about sport.
Just go fuck myself.
It can't just include sport.
No, you can.
Oh, we talk about sport in this movie. It's like, duh, Bears. That's a sports sketch. It's
Tom doesn't
sketch.
Like to be wrong.
Oh,
Tom's often wrong.
Yeah.
Hey. We call him the shitter.
Yeah, wrong butler we call him.
That's not bad.
Wrong.
I think maybe there was an improvement on the shitter.
It's a little inside baseball, but Tom had to cut this episode short to take... A crap.
I did. We have Frankenstein this together because I had to pause halfway through.
It's called Frankenbiting, actually.
I'm sorry.
Can I tell you my favorite sports film? Sports film. Yeah. And technically it's a ball, but it's not really.
Is it Happy Gilmore?
My favorite
Here he goes again.
Sports film of all time is Goon.
Oh my God, the one with Sean William Scott.
That's the one I was thinking of that you guys have seen that I haven't.
Plays. It's an ice hockey film.
Yeah.
He plays the enforcer, for lack of a better word. He just beats the crap out of everyone.
It's the best role he's ever done outside of Stifler, because it's hard to beat Stifler.
He's great at Stifler.
As iconic as it is,
he's very good in
it's
that.
It's very different to Stifler.
Yeah,
he's so charming and endearing and a bit slow.
Yeah.
In it, and it's a really good sports film.
Great. Yeah, great. That's it. Good pick. Couldn't agree more.
Thank you.
I was really surprised by Sean William Scott in
I should.
That.
Mm.
He
and
can
Rudy.
Act. He can actually
he
act.
He can actually act.
Yeah.
I mean, he's great as Stifler because by all accounts, he's a very lovely, almost sort of like, not nebbish, but he's not a particularly like vulgar, crass or forward guy. And really, everyone's like, yeah, he's really friendly and charming.
What the fuck? When he starts humping everything, he's so funny.
Yeah.
But that's not his natural.
No,
he didn't walk into the audition and do that.
You would hope not. Yes.
He's kind of great in Dukes of Hazzard. I just want to put that out there too.
That's a movie I have such little memory of. I definitely watched it.
He just is charisma. You're just happy to see him.
And he's in another film that I want to bring to the pod one day. We're going to talk about it, but Evolution, if you remember that film.
Oh, the aliens.
And
the
big smiley face.
Yeah, so David Duchovny. Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that movie.
All right, sports movies.
Sports movies, sorry.
Goon. Jackass.
No.
Ball sports.
No. No, 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 no. I know you're fucking with the format. Give us a real one.
Hoop Dreams. Which
Hoop
is,
Dreams.
Which
Dreams.
Is the go-to one, obviously, that everyone talks about, but I did finally watch it a couple of years ago. It's the 94 documentary by Steve James, follows William Gates and Arthur Agee, these two...
It's a doco.
Does this count?
Yes. You guys need to watch
I've
this
watched
fucking...
I've it. I've seen Hoop Dreams.
It's insane.
It's sad.
How effective this movie is at getting you to invest in a sport. I don't really care much for basketball, but because of these young guys and how much of their lives I understand and the effort that they're putting into getting into like a better college or just being able to advance themselves in a very difficult system, being young black dudes in the 90s. Well, I mean, it came out in the 90s, so it's like the late 80s and the early 90s. Every injury they take, every moment that's a step back for them, the triumphs and then the not the failures, but the obstacles. Everything about that film is structured like a sports movie.
It's no Coach Carter.
I haven't seen Coach Carter.
Coach Carter is actually good.
But Hoop Dreams always sticks with me. In recent years, it is good.
That's a sad one for you to pick.
A more fun, silly one is Challengers, which I don't think is a great movie, but I did go see that at cinemas last year. I mean, the music's incredible. That movie's pretty fun.
Well, hang on. You can't say Challengers and then say, but it's not a great movie. It's like, what,
I mean, it's
what,
the best recent. It's a good movie. I really like it. People are very into it. It's one of the
best.
We're
talking about greatest sports films.
Fuck me, Marcus.
Yeah, Tom, if you bring
you
up a
changed
film-
the category 12 hours ago.
Yeah, and Thomas is really bad at thinking
I've got
on
under
his
skin.
Challengers is a good sports movie. If you want great sports movies, there's also, you know, good ones out there.
You heard it here first.
There are other good sports movies out there. I like A League of Their Own a lot. I think that's probably one of the best movies we've talked about, and I'd never seen that. The 92 Penny Marshall that anyone who's listened to the pod is aware of is a lot of fun. I don't know. You got any other
Space friends? Jam?
I mean, yeah, that's kind of a good...
It's a terrible movie.
No, it's
but
not.
God, it's good.
It's not a terrible movie.
It might be one of those ones that's so bad it's good.
I just think it's so good it's good. I just think it's a good movie.
It's always been good in my mind. And you think, oh, Michael Jordan can't really act, but...
But Lola Bunny sure can.
Oh, Thomas, you pervert.
You've had some of Michael's special drink, haven't you?
Yeah.
That stuff was just water. You had it in there the whole time.
I used to wonder what that would taste like when I was young.
Are we excited for Happy Gilmore 2?
Yeah, but that's it. I truly was like, there must be something else to it, right?
You say Happy Gilmore
2. Are we excited for it?
Oh, nah.
I think it's going to be an Adam Sandler super fan. Mm. I just think he's fantastic.
I like Happy Gilmore, all right.
No one was asking for Shooter McGavin 2. Like, do you know what I mean?
Weren't they?
that's what's his name. Who is that actor? Because he kind of reminds me of Tate Donovan, but he's like aggressive Tate Donovan.
God, what is his name? He's in Hacks as well.
He's got the classic line. I eat shit, pieces of shit like you for breakfast. You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
Christopher McDonald.
No. What's his name?
Christopher McDonald.
Oh, and he's in Requiem for a Dream. He's the game show host. He's so scary in that movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Big Lebowski. Great sports movie.
I think that almost counts.
We're going to cut this episode short. Thomas,
Big Lebowski is a bowling movie.
No.
Come at me. That movie is about bowling. If you take the bowling out of that film falls apart. It's a sports movie.
Frankenbiting the subject matter now. This is not how it works.
I'm not biting any Franks yet.
You're about to. We're about to get physical.
Whilst I agree with you, it is only like 1/10 of the film.
I think it's not a sports movie.
You can't say it falls apart without bowling.
I think you absolutely can say that movie falls apart without bowling.
It also falls apart without the drugs. It also falls apart without the crime. It also falls apart without everything.
It's a bowling, drugs, crime movie. You're absolutely right. You nailed it.
I love when I go.
I'm mad at you, and I want to keep moving.
When I go to
episode.
Blockbuster, that's the section I go and search for films in.
The bowling, drugs, crime movies,
and it's just
it's Big Lebowski on VHS and DVD.
They don't have it on Blu-ray. They didn't
get around to it. No, I love that movie, and I think it's a good sports movie. I don't know. Yeah, Moneyball, which we mentioned, is a lot of fun.
What about Jerry Maguire?
I've never seen it.
Huh, not a sports movie.
Well, the same as money.
Falls apart without sports, Frank.
No. You're all just being dicks. This is not how it works.
Hey, I gave my answers,
we
pal.
Are Marshall.
You said The Blind Side, all right? We stopped with you.
Yeah. I said The Blind Side. Oh, my gosh. Should we call it a day?
Yeah.
Do you want to give us one more sport? You've given us like 2.5.
Yeah,
and one of them
spoken.
Was The Blind Side. So what's another one you were
yeah,
like?
Go.
I've already said mine. Longest Yard, Dodgeball, Moneyball.
The Longest Yard is so good. I just want to say that.
I really should rewatch it. Yeah,
it's fantastic.
I just...
Okay, that's enough. You guys don't even understand what a sport is. This is pointless. This is so dumb.
I came up with a topic.
Yeah, Marcus, you did great. You know who didn't do great?
Is that me?
Yeah.
The shitter.
You're Rudy of this episode.
Tom doesn't needs know. To watch Longest Yard, Goon, and Rudy.
There and maybe what about The Waterboy? That's also good.
I've seen The Waterboy. It's fine.
Good movie. Good sports movie.
Uncut Gems falls apart without sports.
Okay, that was best sports movies, and that was a really crap time for me. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
When we do the outro. We're doing the outro now. Thanks for listening to Throw on the Power. My name is Frank.
My name is Marcus.
My name's Tom.
And that was best sports movies, apparently. Was it though? We don't know. We just talked about movies.
You two are so mad. I love it.
Yeah, crazy, man. All right. Throw on the Power at Instagram or throw on the Power at gmail.com. Tell us your favorite sports movies or just tell us a topic that you want us to talk about or say, hi, we love you. Bye. Throw in the power.